Today, I want to recall that on Sunday, we celebrated an important feast in the church's calendar, the feast of the Body and Blood of Christ. An earlier Latin name for this feast was Corpus Christi. I think it important to point out that the church has us pray this feast's collect or opening prayer at every liturgy this week. So clearly something important, something very basic is being emphasized to us in this exercise of repetition. So I want to repeat for us this collect prayer and reflect on its meaning for us. This is the prayer we pray this week. Lord Jesus Christ, in this most wonderful sacrament, you have left us the memorial of your passion. Deepen our reverence for the mystery of your body and blood, that we may experience within us the fruit of your redemption. You live and reign with the Father in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. This collect prayer, the feast of the Body and Blood of Christ, and every Eucharist, recall to us Christ's passion on the cross. They recall Jesus. He lived completely and utterly to the end, the message he preached. Love one another, but especially love your enemy, even your crucifier. And so we recall it is the will of Christ for us that no one be left in a situation in which he remains our enemy. Like Christ on the cross, we are always to prepare a space in our hearts where our enemy may enter and find our welcome. It is Christ's passionate desire and will for us, and it is Christ's victory within us that we overcome evil by returning good, that we overcome hate with love. Our communion with the Lord becomes complete. His prayer to the Father is answered when we say to the world, and especially to our enemies, take and eat my body for you. Take and drink my life poured out for you. Then, truly and deeply, we are experiencing within us the fruits of our redemption by Christ. We are becoming what we recall and celebrate. We are becoming the body and blood of Christ. Again we pray. Lord Jesus Christ, in this most wonderful sacrament, you have left us the memorial of your passion. Deepen our reverence for the mystery of your body and blood, that we may experience within ourselves the fruit of your redemption. You live and reign with the Father in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.